The story you're about to listen to is the story of Alex, a teenage boy. On the dusty streets of Zara Bay, a small town with a major crime problem, lived a teenager named Alex. Alex grew up in a tough neighborhood, surrounded by the enticement of a bad gang called the Ravens. Alex's life has never been easy. His father left when he was young, leaving his mother to work many jobs to make a living. Lonely and yearning for connection, he fell into the Crow's clutches at just 15 years old. The gang promised him protection, power, and a sense of purpose he had never felt before. For a while, life with the Ravens seemed exciting. Alex felt invincible and the gang gave him a false sense of family. He became involved in their criminal activities, from petty theft to drug dealing, all under the watchful eye of their ruthless leader, Big Mike. But as the days passed, Alex began to witness the gang's darker side. He saw friends succumb to addiction, others were arrested, and some even lost their lives in violent inter-gang clashes. The initial thrill of the rebellion has faded, replaced by a growing sense of fear and guilt. One night, while monitoring a drug deal, a rival group ambushed them. Gunshots rang out and chaos broke out. Alex narrowly escaped death, but one of his closest friends was not so lucky. Seeing his friend's lifeless body on the cold sidewalk, he shivered. That night, Alex couldn't sleep. He stared at the ceiling, miserable as he realized that the path he had chosen led to destruction, not salvation. This group had promised to protect him, but he had never felt so endangered. Over the next few weeks, Alex began to distance himself from the Ravens. He stopped attending their meetings and avoided hanging out with them. It was not easy. Big Mike does not like deserters, and rumors of Alex's betrayal had reached his ears. The group of thugs began to threaten him and the walls seemed to close in. Desperation forced Alex to go to his mother for help. Her eyes filled with tears when she heard her son's confession. She always knew something was wrong, but she never imagined the extent of his involvement with the Ravens. With a heavy heart, she agreed to help him escape this terrible situation. They went to the nearest police station and revealed everything they knew about the gang's activities. It was a dangerous gamble, but they hope it will help them escape the nightmare that Alex's life had become. Police took their information seriously. With their help, a series of coordinated attacks were launched against the Ravens hideout. Many gang members were arrested, including Big Mike himself. It was a huge blow to the gang, but it also put a target on Alex's back. Scared and fearing retaliation, Alex and his mother decided to relocate. They moved to a distant city where they could start a new life. Alex was enrolled in a new school, far removed from his memories of Zara Bay and the Ravens. Starting over was not easy. Alex faced mistrust and suspicion from his peers, and the pain of his past haunted him, especially the memory of his friend's lifeless body. However, he was determined to correct the mistakes he had made. Through counseling and his mother's support, he began a long journey of healing and self-discovery. Alex worked hard to build a better life for himself. He graduated from secondary school and decided to volunteer at an NGO that focused on youth development. He wanted to prevent other young people from making the same mistakes he did. He shared his experiences, emphasizing the importance of choices and the consequences they bring. He had spoken at schools, community centers, and even appeared on local television to reach a wider audience. Alex planned to further his education in counseling. Ultimately, Alex's journey is a testament to the power of second chances and the resilience of the human spirit. He escaped the clutches of an evil gang, changed his life, and found a new purpose in helping others. The Crows are a distant and painful memory, but they have transformed him into the person he has become, a symbol of hope and transformation in a world where even the most lost souls can be redeemed. This is to everyone who feels they've gone too deep in whatever bad habit, bad activity, or bad association they are in. It's never too late to make a U-turn and start all over. Help is always available for you. Reach out to people. Starting all over is not bad, because when you start, you get another chance to make things right. I am rooting for you.